good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, January 25th, 2018. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
And I'm Prophetess Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the report from Amnesty International published today, which says Zimbabwe's inconsistent laws and sexual abuse taboos are putting adolescent girls' health and the future at risk. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And the Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940, and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina che madzimai musakanganwe.
Olo sime mulobo mama kunapa umsakazo wetu we Studio 7. Kodwa silakho ukuthi lisithole ebulenjini. We are on the internet. You can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com loba ku www.voashona.com loba njalo ku www.voandebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our three Facebook pages. So go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 so you can join in the conversation right now. If you're joining us and today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the report from Amnesty International published today, which says Zimbabwe's inconsistent laws and sexual taboos are putting adolescent girls' health and future at risk. What are your views on the issue?
And according to the report, adolescent girls are being put at risk of harmful consequences, including dying in childbirth in Zimbabwe, because inconsistent laws make it harder for them to access sexual and reproductive health information and services. The report, entitled Lost Without Knowledge, Barriers to Sexual and Reproductive Health Information in Zimbabwe, documents how widespread confusion around the legal age of consent for sex, marriage, and accessing health services is leaving adolescent girls more vulnerable to unwanted pregnancies and at higher risk of HIV infection. As a result, girls face stigma and discrimination, the risk of child marriage, economic hardships, and challenges in completing their education.
Yes, PJ, and the report also found that taboos around adolescent sexuality and a lack of affordable health care are also making it difficult for adolescents to access information and services they need. According to demographic health data for Zimbabwe published in the report, nearly 40% of girls and 24% of boys are sexually active before they reach the age of 18, PJ. Mm-hmm. According to the report, a series of inconsistencies in the country's legislative and policy framework related to sexual and reproductive health has contributed to significant confusion, actually, PJ, over whether people below the age of 18 need parental consent to access sexual health services. Under the Zimbabwean law, however, PJ, the age of consent for sexual intercourse is 16. I know it's something that we never really talk about, but, you know, the conversation needs to be had. However, the government delay in raising the legal age of marriage to 18 in line with the Constitution has fueled confusion in a context of entrenched taboos surrounding premarital sex. What are your views on the issue?
Yeah. Yes, there are a lot of issues that are arising from this report, Marv.
Yes.
that we need really to discuss much about it, the illegal age of 16, 18, which one exactly?
Yes.
And which one is practical?
Yes, because I think the actual constitution says it's 18, but the laws have not been aligned to go with, you know, the legal age that's contained in the constitution. So that's what the report now is saying, you know, this needs to be done or else the young girls are still falling prey to some of these happenings.
Yes. Ah, siyalambulela kuhlelo lethu lamhlanje uhlelo asihluzeni bomama lapho esixoxa lokuhlaziya izankathaze izandlubhelo kuphumelela kwenhlelo lemisebenzi yabomama abayenzayo empilweni zabo ukuze baphumelele. Njalo siphanana ulwazi lamacebo konke nje siyabelana ukuthi ukuze sithuthuke kumbe siphume enkingeni esiyabe sibhekane lazo empilweni nsuku zonke. Lamhlanje ke kuhlelo sigxile kakhulu ekuhlukulumizweni kwamantombazana lapho siza ngaphambilini kwethulwe umbiko ngabenhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo oluntu e-Amnesty International lapho ke abathi bona ukucwaningo lwabo kuphume ukubana abantu amantombazana amaningi avame uhlukunyezwa kumbe ukusiwa emacansini bese sebancane abanye bangkhona inxenye bengabe belaminyaka elithumi lambili i-12. Kodwa ke yona imithetho ithini? Imithetho ithi phansi kwesisekelo sombuso esalotshwa ngo-2013 asiseyiso sisekelo sombuso esitsha. Asingaza ke sikhulume ngokuthi sitsha ngoba khathesi sokuyiminyaka emine esalotshwayo lesi sisekelo sombuso. Sitsho sithi sona illegal age of majority yi-18. Yikho lapho kumele kube lula ekuthini owesilisa abe aye ecansini lo ntombazana. Kodwa ke uzafumana ukuthi yena na umthetho wakuqala wawusithi ishumi lathoba ishumi la sithupa 16. Ngakho ke imithetho yomibili ayika alayinwa ukuthi linganiswe kulandele ekusisekelo sombuso. Kodwa kuzafumana ukuthi abantwana abaleminyaka engu-12. Njalo lokuthi besiya emacansini behlwengulwa njalo kumbe besendiswa bebancane njalo nje okubenza badibane lenhlupho ezithize kwezempilakahle kanye lezenhlala kahle kaZulu ekudibaneni labanye ekuphileni empilweni ngoba baba labantwana besesebancane aba 12 years ama 13 years uzambona ezithwele esesiba lomntwana naye ena evele engumntwana so umntwana uba lomntwana umavelazi yikho ke sithi nathi ihluzeni bomama sibona ukuthi asibonisana ukuthi uhulumende kumele enzeni kunjalo singafinyelela njani kuhulumende njengabesifazane ukuthi simcebise ukuthi yena amantombazana adibana lenhlupho ezithize ngenxa yemithetho yona leyi njalo kuthathwe manyathela bani ukuthi yena kuvikelwe amantombazana aphansi kweminyaka elishumi lasiyagalombili ukuthi bengahlukunyezwa bengasiwa emacansini ngabesilisa njalo bengayendiswa bese sebancane.
PJ, kune avo vachangopinda muchirongwa chedu pano pa Women's Roundtable. Nasi tiri kutarisa matambudziko akatarisana nevanasikana sezvo mitemo iri munyika isinganyatso kucherechedza kodzero dzavo. Izviwo zvakataurwa nesangano reAmnesty International rakaita iro ongororo iri kuratidza kuti ichokwadi kuti kodzero dzevana nyanya vasikana vechidiki hadzisi kunyatsocherechedzwa munyika nekuti hakuna mitemo yatiyanyatsodzika kuti kodzero idzi dziwanikwe idzo dzichiteedzerwa. Taita rombo rakanaka titiri tineve ku Amnesty International Vongai Chikwanda, campaign manager we Southern Africa. Regai tiende panhare tinzwe kuti vari kuti chii. Hello.
Hello.
Makadi yenyu?
Aiwa,
tiriwadi tirikuona ngikiri ripoti yamakaita iyo yaparurwa nhasi. Mungati tsananguro kuti zvii zvamainyatsotarisa muongororo yamakaita iyi.
Okay, maita basa. Muongororo yatakaita yanga zvitarisa ayo achingati mabarrier crash izvo zvinodzivirira vana vechidiki vanonzi maadolescents pachidzungu. Kana kuti vari pamakore atinoti iwo 12 kana 13 to 19 years. Zvinovadzivirira kuti vakwanise kuwana information inoenderana nekodzero dzavo dzemuviri wavo nekodzero information dzekodzero dzepabonde.
Zvakakosha sei taurainyu.
Saka ongororo yedu yakaona kuti kwanga pane iyo mabharia mana ari kutadzisa vana vechidiki kuti vakwanise kuwana information yakakwana uyezve yakakosha. Chekutanga tangachiona kuti izvo pane pakakupokana pamitemo neayo mapolisi anenge akaiswa neavo vanotimiririra anenge aripo munyika. Kakupokana kakakuita kuti vanhu vazanganise iyo yatinoti pane inonzi age of consent. Age of consent yabva yazanganiswa neage of consent yekuroorwa, age of consent yekuti mwana anokwanisa kutanga kuenda pabonde ane makore mangani. Age of consent yekuti mwana anofanirwa kuwana zvipi zvinoenderana neutano hwake. Kwabuda kuti kwakabuda futi nyaya yekuti tiri kuona kuti pane kusanzwisisa kana kakuti kutaura nechidhenda kusabudirana pachena panyaya dzekuti miviri yevana yakamira sei, iri kuchinja sei, makurire avo. Saka tine kakunyangirana nekusabudirana pachena. Izvo zviri kuita kuti vana vange vane kuziva kushoma nekuziva kusiko. Chechitatu takaona kuti muzvikoro hamusinyatsotsanangurwa nyaya iyi nemhaka yekuti maticha nevamwe vanenge vechidzidzisa vari kubudisa one approach iriyo iyo yekuti vana vanofanirwa inonzi abstinence approach yekuti vana havafanirwi kunge vechitanga kuita zvepabonde. Asi chatiri kuona ndechekuti muno muZimbabwe hanzi 40% yevana vakatotanga vasati vasvika makore
16.
Chekupedzisira chechina inyaya yekuti izvo kuti vawane even vakwanise kuwana zviri kuita neutano hwavo kana vachida kukwanisa kuenda kumahospital kuti vakwanise kubetserekana kana kuti vangonobvunza vapiwe iyo information yakakwana vari kusangana ne cost barrier kudhura kuwana information nemaservices avari kunida iyo.
If I may just ask you to tell us in English those 4 points that you say your organization identified in the report in English.
Okay, the report identifies 4 barriers to adolescent sexual reproductive health information. The first barrier is around inconsistencies in laws and legislation. We are saying that there is inconsistencies in the understanding of the age in which adolescents must access sexual reproductive health information. This age of consent is being conflated with the age of marriage and the age of the age of consent to marriage and the age of consent to sex. Whereas we as Amnesty, we are talking about the age of consent to information and services that pertain to sexual and reproductive rights. The second barrier is entrenched taboos around sexuality. And this has to do a lot with attitudes that we have as parents, as communities. We do not talk about sex and sexuality. This does not mean that we are saying that parents should just teach their children around sex. It also talks about issues of gender stereotypes, things around inequality, changes in body, issues of menstruation. These are things that are taboo to talk about in our culture. The third one is around comprehensive sexuality education, where we're saying, the schools are not offering enough information. And most of the adolescents find that there is a gap. The information that they have is really around one form of approach, which is the abstinence approach. And, young girls and boys do not necessarily want to engage in sexual activity, but sometimes might just be asking information to prevent themselves from unintended consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And that information is not forthcoming. The last barrier is what is the cost barrier of accessing these services. It's quite expensive for some of the interfaces services because of the age that they have, because of their ages. And this means that they have to access these services in pharmacies or outside the public health center, which makes it quite expensive for them, given that an adolescent is not an income earning person.
Thank you so much. If you can please hold on, we will come back to you in a bit.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. PJ, we seem to have, I think, our other guest on the line, but from what we're hearing there were four barriers that were being identified in the Amnesty International report, as we heard.
Yeah. Unkosazana avonga ichikwanda muwe nhlanganiso ye Amnesty International Southern Africa, emhlobolweni wangezansi kwezwekazi le-Africa, kodwa kuseZimbabwe. Yena-ke bona-ke inhlanganiso yakhe yiyo ethule umbiko lo i-report yezikhubeko ezidibana lamantombazana. Ucwaningo lolu lwenziwe kumantombazana aphakathi kweminyaka elishumi lambili lelishumi lasiyagalolunye, 12 to 19 years. Izikhubeko ke abahlangane lazo kucwaningo lolu uthi yena badibane lezikhubeko ezingabazine esingathi ngesindisi ngama-barriers. Olwakuqala uthi yena imithetho ekhanya ingani iyadonselana ngoba akucaci ukuthi iminyaka sibili okuthiwa untombazana sekhulile usengaba phansi komthetho yelizwe ukuthi sengaba ngumama sibili angene endlini ayekwenda kumbe yenze imisebenzi yonke yokuba ngumama iminyaka yiphi sibili. Omunye umthetho uthi ishumi lasithupha 16, omunye umthetho okusisekelo sombuso isisekelo sombuso ke esingaka alayino ukuthi ube umthetho welizwe isithi sona ilishumi la siyangalombili 18. Kube ke esesibili ukuthi iminyaka sibili yona leyo kumele umntwana endiswe phansi komthetho wena le ngezinye sesikhubeko. Kuthi esesithathu ukungaphumelana egcekeni nxa kucociswana ngendaba eziphathelane lokuya emacansini, lokukhangela nje ukukhula komzimba lokuguquka komzimba nxa untombazana lapho ikhula, esingathi i-sexual education. Kuba nzima ukuthi omama bakhulume labantwana babo abangamantombazana ngokumgceki okungela kufihlelana bekhuluma ngezitho zomzimba bezitsho ngamabizo. Kuba nzima ukuthi bakhulumelana bebabili. Ikanti ke endulo kwakukhulunyiswana labo anti obabakazi, kodwa ke khathesi phela obabakazi engxenye bakhatshana, njalo engxenye umntwana lo uphuma emolini elo mama kuphela engela babakazi ongaba lobabakazi ukuthi ahlale la phansi bafundisane. Kuthi ke lasesikolo kuba nzima njalo ukuthi nxa umbalisi ekhona eklasini akhulume mgceki ngezifundo eziphathelane lomzimba womntombazana nxa kulabafana bekhona eklasini khona lapho. So ngezinye zezinto kuba le baba lenhloni zokuthi baphumela nemcingi. Ukanti ke umntwana lo azagcine engxenye esesiyabambana esedinga ulolo lwazi ayebambana lokunye okungamelanga laye okufaka impilo yakhe engozini okufaka impilo kahle yakhe engasengozini njalo. Okwesine uthi yena unkosazana Chikwanda abakubonileyo yindleko yokuyadinga lolo lwazi kwesinye zesikhathi kumbe ukuyadinga uncedo sithi kumbe uncedo kanye lolwazi lokuthi ahlele njani imuli lowo mntwana osezibone esesimeni sokuthi engxenye sebe lo mntwana eleminyaka ephakathi kwe-12 le-19 kumbe le-15 kumbe le-16 ukuze angabambi esinye isisu kusokumele ayedinga okokuhlela kuhle imuli anathe amaphilisi kumbe ahlatshwe amajekiseni ukuthi angabambi esinye angamithi njalo azithwale esinye isisu engacabangeli engahlelanga. But bona kuba le ndleko ethile ebakhona ukuze athole lolo lwazi, ukuze athole lawo maphilisi okuhlela, ukuze athole leyo mithi kumbe ngamajekiseni ukuthi azivikele ukuthi azithwale njalo isikhathi esingakafiki. Ngalokho ke khathesi sesibe lomunye ingcwethi yethu esinxusileyo kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ukuthi sichaziye lolu hlelo njalo siphane amacebo. Siyakwamukela Yvonne.
Ngiyabonga, salubonani.
Yebo, angilibambanga ibizo lakho lokugcina akumbe isibongo njalo lenhlanganiso yakho. So ungatsho ibizo lakho eligcweleyo nganye lokuthi ungowenhlanganiso yiphi.
Ngiyabonga. Mina nguYvonne Mutho. Ngizobe enhlanganiso ye-Anton Young Women's Forum.
Liyenzani-ke Anton Young Women's Forum?
I-Anton Young Women's Forum inhlanganiso esungulwe ngo-2010 ngemva kokunanzeleleka ukuthi omama baswela amathuba okuthi bahlangane babinyane ulwazi ngezinto ezibahlukumeza lezibakhathazayo. Sesikwenza ukunikeza omama kanye labobaba ikakhulu omama ezigabeni amathuba okuthi bahlangane baxoxisane ngey'nkinga abahlangana lazo ezingabalisa ikakhulu ukuhlukumeza okwenzakalayo emakhaya esikuthi i-domestic violence. So lokhu masisebenza njenge-M20 sikwenza ngendlela eziningi ezithiyeneyo. Siyenza ama-public education lapho esihamba khona ezigabeni sifundisa abantu nge-GBV nemthethemisa nguhulumende ukuze ivikele omama. Sibafundisa njalo ngesekelo sombuso, sibafundisa njalo nezindlela omama labo baba abangaphilisana ngokuthula i-public education. Lokunye esikwenzayo siyenza okuthiwa ngama-cross support services. Ngibacanandela ukuthi ezikhathini esiningi okwenza omama lamantombazane beqhubeke behlukunyezwa ukuthi abalalwazi lokuthi bengahamba emthethwandaba kuyini abangakwenza. And then sizakhona lokho njenge-M20 sisebenza sonke labo baba sinanzelela ukuqakatheka kokuthi obaba phatheke emsebenzi wokwehlisa okuhlukunyezwa komama lamankazana. So sileyo sihlelo esiluthi male involvement lapho esisebenza khona labo baba njengama-strategic partners ukuthi siqede ukuhlukumezana emakhaya.
Udaba lwethu olusegudwini lamhlanje yilolo oluphume ekwethulweni ngocwaningo kumbe ngathi impumela yocwaningo olwenziwe ngabenhlanganiso ye-Amnesty International lapho abathi khona bafumane ukuthi amantombazana amaningi aphakathi kweminyaka elishumi lambili 12 to 19 years sebesiya emacansini ngokuphangisa. Abanye bangikhona bagcine sebezibona sebezithwele kumbe sebesiya kwendiswa bengakafiki iminyaka efaneleyo. Njalo bananzelele ukuthi le mithetho angikholwa ukuzile kade ngikhuluma ama-barriers akade beyokhuluma ngawo ukuthi kulama-barriers athile wona lawo ukuthi imithetho yethu ayikalinganiswa. Lidibana lakho na lina njengehlanganiso khona lokho kokuthi imithetho iyabamba impila kahle lehlala kahle yamantombazane?
Lokho lokuthoye sibangela kakhulu ikakhulu ngasikhanisa uhlelo lethu lama-cross support services omama ngathi amantombazana abuyayo eMthunzini forum edinga usizo lokuhamba emsekhandaba babe ngaphakathi kweminyaka yona leyo esikhathini eziningi sebezithole sibekele abantwana kungelalwazi. So ngemigoqo akade ekhulunywa ngimigoqo eyaphuma isikhathi le enze i-amnesty iyo esihlangana layo. Partnership sakunanzelela ukuthi ukuze mhlawumbe intombazana ayicina esezithwele yokuthi ukuze afinyelele mhlawumbe esingathi ngama-services ama-sexual health rights services kuba nzima ukulapho ehamba esibhedlela mhlawumbe bemnike amaphilisi kumbe bemnike angawusebenzisa ukuthi azivikele. Lokhu kusenza yimithetho emisiweyo ngoba nxa umntwana abengele minyaka engaphansi kwe-16 iyabe engenelisi ukuthi enelise ukuthola. Sengasikhangela ikakhulu imithetho ona umthetho vela uma ungumgoqo owenza abantwana begcine sebesiya emacansini ezincane bengelalo ulwazi ngoba kuthiwa abakafiki isikhathi sokuthi bathole lolo lwazi. And then sengasikhangela indaba yesingathi i-curriculum education yethu ayibaniki abantwana ithuba lokuthi bathole ulwazi olwenileyo. Yikho ezikhathini eziningi sathola sesilawo mama abancane abalama-16 years abama-15 years ukuthi basele ukufinyelela ulwazi olugcweleyo akade lungakazivikela. So ucwaningo lolo olukuphumisileyo yikho esihlangana lapho njenge-Emthonjeni Women's Forum. And nxa sisezigazeni sihlangana la umama abancane ababevele sebeyendisiwe kuyukuthi umntwana akatholanga ulwazi olufaneleyo, batholanga lo muntu oxoxisana laye ngendaba zamacansi. Khonokho sikuthi nxa sikhangele esintwini uyazila mhlawumbe uthi amacansi aphenda uxoxwa nje but sikhangela indlela esesiphila ngakhona kathesi akusela bobabakazi akusela abantu abantwana. So umntwana lo mhlawumbe uthela esezithele kodwa sesikhangela isimo somnotho iyamthola esihambe wawendiswa. So ngiyinye like emigoqo lathi esihlangana layo lapho sisenza umsebenzi ehlezigabeni.
Yeah, hayi mamba khonapha ecingweni ngithola la sengibonile la ukuthi ungumthombo wolwazi olungayinceda amantombazana angabe elalele okwamanje. Mbenza kupha amavela sikodwa kulo mlalelo okhona osekhona ecingweni. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu.
Yebo, linjani?
Ya, hayi ngikhona, linjani le?
Ngiyaphila. Khuluma lo Maduke ngise-South Africa.
Yeah. Uyaluzwa udaba olusegudini.
Umbono wami khona lapho ekukhuliseni kwabantwana abangamankazana.
Yeah.
Mina-ke ngingumama kodwa ngingumama wabantwana abangabafana. Kodwa-ke kungasenani sengathi bona bomama abakhuluma omama bamaforamu kuba khona ama-home based care, kuba khona abantu abasebenzayo like emakliniki nje sengathi bangahamba ezikolweni ma kungakhonakala ukuthi bahambe ezikolweni baphiwe mhlawumbe nge-break khonaphana baphiwe okungamaminithi nje okulutshwana babe nabantwana bakhulumisane nabo kumbe kubekwe lamalanga ukuthi ma kule mihlangano labo baphiwe nje isikhathi esincane badonsele omama lamankazana eceleni babaxokise ngendaba ezifana lazo nalezi ngoba layo ama-barriers lawa engingaliza likhuluma ngawo kubuhlungu ukubona umntwana ole 13 years usezithwele instead ukuthi ngabe umntwana lolo sesikolo kuthi mhlawumbe vele ngakibo akulayo imali yokuthi aye esikolweni usephinde wazithwala. Umntwana lona uzaba naleya i-dependency syndrome yokuthi uzohlala ngayo impilo yakhe yonke eyame emuntwini wesilisa ukuthi amnakekele, uyabona, amthengele lokhu amthengele ngoba yena kakho amdi ukuthi angazenzela empilweni kusasemncane njalo lolwazi engalitholanga. Sithe thina masikhula besingelabo obabakazi abasixoxelayo abasitshelayo ucansi vele ukukhuluma ngakho bekuzila
bekuzila vele ye
kodwa-ke lakathe sivele kuyazila uyathola ukuthi uma ukhuluma ngakho hhayi uyabe usukhanyelwa njengomuntu lwano onganawulamthetho awubekekanga. Kanti-ke khonokhuyana izinto ezithi esithi ziyazila yizo kathesi sezijiya zinjani zisibulalela isizwe ngoba abantwana laba yisizwe zethu i-generation okumele ukuthi ngabe iyaphuculwa iphucuke noma kungasimfundo kuphela engaphucula umuntu kodwa imisebenzi yezandla ngoba umntwana ma esethe waba le 13 years wakhulelwa i-future yakhe isidumed. Ma engasatholanga umuntu onfaka imhlanyelo lenhlansi yemisebenzi ukuthi ungayenza lokho nemisebenzi yezandla impilo yakhe yonke ngeke isahamba kuhle. Kona phela yikufa kwesizwe sethu, yikufa komuntu ongumama, yikufa kwenhlangano yabesifazane. Ezikole makucele amamisi, thina besithi masifunda omisi bebesiba khona kade besitshela ukuthi kuza kwenzakala so emzilwa. Sasazi kumele wenze uma khonokhela abanye wasekuhama vele kodwa uma ungakhubeke ababefundisa sobana
ucingo lwakho Madubi solungani luya kumbe ngunkosikazi Dubi lungani luyaheleza uthi wenziweni ke nguhulumende labenhlanganiso lezi inkuthazo yakho
elokugcina nabantu ababatrade silabo abantu emakhaya ikakhulu ngikhulumela emakhaya ngoba ngibona ukuthi yikho lapho mina engikhulele khona njalo yilo uDube engimaziyo wasemakhaya hhayi emadorobheni. Sengathi khona uhulumende angasiza laba abasemakhaya bakhe mhlawumbe ngevillage ngevillage kuthathwe osisi abangathi sebeqinaqinile ngathi omama abatsha bahambe ezibhedlela bayefundiswa ngamanesi kumbe ama-sisters babafundise ukuthi kunje emzimbeni womuntu esifazane kube nje nezitage ngezitage ukwenza ukuthi uma besuka laphana like kube i-workshop bangasuka laphaya bahambe-ke baye ngaphi back to ezikolweni baphiwe ithuba lokufundisa abantwana lokho abayabe bekufundise ngabezempilo kwenza ukuthi abantwana babe lolwazi ukuthi kwenzakalayo nemizimba yabo njalo ngiye ngibone ikakhulu khona futhi emakhaya uthole ukuthi uma umntwana sofika isikhathi sokuthi uyakhula uyangena esikhathini uyalova esikolweni ma kuthi i-5 days i-5 days yenziyake kuleza ekhaya ngenxa yokuthi uyesaba uyabona uyesaba ukuthi ngiza kuya esikolweni mhlawumbe ngiyengcolisa bazangihleka uyathethi ma esukuma somele ukuthi abe lokhu ezikhanyela ma ehambe abelokhu ezikhanyela uyabona ukuthi kuyabe kuyamsukumeza umntwana balayo i-confidence liyane yokuthi yini angayiyenza kuprevent ukuthi ebelokhu ezihlolahlola lovele esikolo. Abantwana bamankazana banyendezele kakhulu nguhulumende wethu sengathi kungenziwa okuthile kufundiswe omama abasasebatsha ezigabeni village ngevillage kuhambe kuqoqwa omama bayefundiswa kuma-workshop then they come back bazofundisa abantwana labayana kuphela uma bevolontiya ngoba siyakwazi akula muntu ozabaholi kavelani kodwa bayenza i-voluntarily work sabe sisakha isizwe sethu khonaphaya.
Lawe nxa ungaya kukhefu eZimbabwe uye kwenza njalo yikuthi isikhathi sethu sikumele kulabanye abameleleyo abakhuluma olunye ulimi.
Silaba umama inhlanganiso eqoqa ama-sanitary pads from lapha eSouth Africa bewathumela ezikolweni zemakhaya. It's not enough but it's something. We try ukuthi lokukhuluma openly kumabantu nasebekhona kuma-social media platforms sikhulume openly about umuntu wesifazane bangahlali bengaphansi kwencindezi yokuthi kuthiwe lizilo ukukhuluma bengesani.
Wothi-ke ngokubamba umlomo khona lapho angifuni ukuthi usuke ecingweni babamba khona lapho sizaphindela kuwe wothi ngike nike umavela sithuba ye bamba khonapho.
Maybe PJ, okay. Before we take Tadiwa from Murewa, if you can just recap on what she sounded very enthusiastic,
very passionate,
and passionate. What
yes,
did she say in brief?
She was basically saying she's a mother of boys only, but she feels for the girls as well. Where she grew up. She grew up in the rural areas, and as this Amnesty International report says, some of the barriers that they mentioned, those are the same barriers that she met when she was growing up, and which continually girls are facing at the moment, because you find that teenagers are becoming mothers. At a very early stage, and they don't get information. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. So if the government or these organizations, civic organizations, could go into schools and mentor these girls and give them enough information,
mm-hmm.
because like this, the taboo of discussing about your body, discussing about the sexual health,
mm-hmm.
discussing about even the
contraceptive methods.
Mm-hmm. contraceptive methods, even when they become of age, when they start having their periods.
Mm-hmm.
All those things, they are not discussed among families,
even at
school, it's taboo. So if they could be found some ways
mm-hmm.
of communicating to these girls, because a girl is traumatized. These days, most girls are actually reaching their puberty early.
But on that note, Fiji, we have a young lady, Tadiwa. Tisudoti nareza kizi zo kata tisata taura nai. Tadiwa uripa nare rap.
Ndebeza.
Unaitwa Tadiwa ani?
Unaitwa Tadiwa Tungwani.
Nyai uripa napa Tadiwa pane organization inonzi Amnesty International irikutaura iyo ichiti vasikana vechidiki sewe iwe urikuwa mrewa ikoko. Avasikunya tu wana mkana wekuziva kodzero dzavo panyaya ye kukura kwa muri kuita se vasikana. Kwa kamira se ikoko kwa mrewa ndinoona kuti apa urimo vasikana vakarorwa uchiri mudiki. Maidzidzi iswa here kuti kana wasvika pa nguva yakadai wose musikana tarisira izvi. Shaka mirasi.
Kuna kutinao machallenges wayo. Iwa sikana wanengi wakati wakusila kutini. Shaka mirasi. So kandashika pa this age. Ndenda kufandu wakutia so.
Mm-hmm.
The issue ni mbele poka shindi. Kashina hii issue. Yotu sikana pano tanda kuenda kumwezi. Taipai. Tunge kati wakusila kutishishu kutika movie. Enge chichiri kumbonya tutura chini. Saka nyengu wa yomu sikana pano tanda kuenda kuperiodika. It's like don't go out and tell some situations. Don't go out and tell and stuff. I think that this is to pressurize. Machine. So now challenges are Eva not the salary for but it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kuno kukumaro areas. So you get children who are standing good point, like Mamre or Munom, when you want to good point, you are participating in exposure. And like Vaskanani was the Baraku Kumukuri, because it's also done on a Makon thing, the Panama from a long distance. Especially from a long distance, and one that challenges the Kupinda Mamere Joranabi. Eva, I'm not sure she became one of pressure. Especially like with the Kumoyaran one, and what if I couldn't do that? And the Patrick was Sangana and the other who made the Sangana Nichi, never was a pre-wed, but I think that's what he actually sees. But, Snanini, I could see my schools, a monomam real, I didn't send her. And I put the mushroom. But I see never problems, a good son of my long distance, Kuvakumba Kuyakuchkoro, and the magistrate, the yesterday and the first week no one could have made him come running at Chukutera. I should think of good and look at the same goes on it. Ten boys who made a famba wega and the Mamsusan of the boat, four of the Vabo, no one awake at Kakuanji that would treat him. When we are not here at the Kukurekeza. Mamsusamuramba, Mamsogomamba, two, three times at Chukutera. And the congressman said, I could realize that my mistakes are too late, but in the meantime, it was not too late. It was not the funny one. But I don't know if
Tadiwa tombo pinda ipapo kuti vanhu vanonyatsonzwisisa here kuti zvinenge zvitaurwa zvekuti legal age nekuti vamwe vanoti pa 16 sekutaurwa kwazvava zviri kuitwa neAmnesty International uyezve asi constitution inoti pa 18 ndopanozonzi musikana abva zera. Ikoko kumaruva vanhu vari kunyatsonzwisisa here kodzero dzavo sevasikana?
Kuna uku vanu mazvano kuti ndine kodzero dzangu. And nyaya kuti ndine kodzero dzangu ka vanhu zvekutaura kuti 18 15 zvikaizvo zviri kutonetsa
Saka iwe chizvizvo unofunga kuti zvinogona kuitwa nemasangano anoshanda nevasikana vechidiki mushure mokutaura zvauri kutaura izvi zvipinga idzo zvamuri kusangana navo nazvo sevasikana vechidiki
ndofunga kuti vakakwanisa kutangira kumachechisi vakakwanisa kutaura nevakuru vemachechisi vavo kuti ngavasiye vana vamboenda kuchikoro uye vamboita mastrict orders kuti munhu angorora mwana ari pasi pe18 years ari kufesa machallenges nenhau yekuti vekumachechi vanobva vatiri mutemo wedu handiti mukaenda nai kukoti munhu akadaro vanongosvosongoti mutemo wedu vamwe vachona vatongobudirira hapana zvaanomboitwa but mutemo ukakwanisa kutora kuti hakuna chinonzi mutemo wedu pamwana ari pasi pe18 years maybe zvinotipo masantisi sevasikana kuti vakwanise kuendera mberi nechikoro tochera futi kuti community sometimes community ndiyo kubatsira vasikana kozanongoti vakana mwana achiamba nemukoma isaid aifriend or chin vanobva tangoti e vari kudanana enchichi vasa zvakawanda ndii but zinosvika munzeve dzevabereki vako havachakwanisa kuzvinzwisisa vanenge vangoti maybe chokwadi and saka community maparents yedu isusu vakakwanisa kuzvisosa tii chingofamba hapana chechimboti kunokanobva vati vangu vachifamba vese saka hanga atoenda ato murume wako asachakuda kuona famba pangu zvakutokusha kwandai ari kuda kuite marriage vamwe munhu wachona ari kutobuda nekujara ari kuda mwana ye but ane haasi kuda asi nhaye kuti anzienda mwana ye akutoenda dai vakatomboti community yedu nanaamai vedu vabereki vedu ngavakwanisi kunzwisisa kuti mwana kana akatasvika paage iyi bcause mwana musikana anosangana nemachallenges ekudiwa nevakomana vakawanda even vamwe varume vakuru zvinhu zvinonzwisisiwa ngavachizinzwisisawo kuti mwana uyi paanenge achidiwa ivo ngavamutori padhuze ngavataure naye vamuonese kuti upenyu hwakamira soso ngavasanganyire kuti chibva choenda kumurume wako watodeso chibva waneso kwaiya kuti ishu yemaschools ngavatiisire maschools mudhuze nemunharaunda medu kwete kutiisira kure nekuti akatiisira kure ndepatiri kunyanya kusangana nemachallenges fuchipapo emunhu angona tisho kugarira everyday uchibva kuchikoro nomwana ari munzira endochikoro makuseni nomwana ari munzira atleast kuti anenge ari mashort distance kuenda kuchikoro ka machances ekuti munhu akuchere pakatapo anenge ari mashoma unlike anenge ari kuro
aiwa Tadiwa tinokutenda chaizvo chaizvo tichadzoka zvekwauri mbobata wakadaro PJ the contribution coming in from Murewa there is a young lady called Tadiwa who herself actually was married at an early age and she's just recounting that some of the issues that are being discussed in the Amnesty International report are actually very true they are happening especially in the rural areas where she says schools are very far apart and when you are actually going to school you may meet some young boys or even older men who are preying on the young girls and they don't care whether you're 16, 13 or 12. She's saying, so she's saying maybe, you know, the community also needs not to, you know, encourage that taboo that if you find a young lady walking with a guy, they're obviously together and you must now go to that family and be married off. So those are some of the issues that she's bringing up. But I understand, PJ, we've hogged all our lines, so we're going to have to, if you can take one of our guests and we can drop them quickly. I think the other young lady was very passionate. I liked what she was saying. We can have her for the last time so that we can get callers in.
Yeah. Nkosikazi Dube kumbe ngumaDube tolake thobekele
kuphelele
ngumaDube
ngumaDube
ukuthi sesifuna sesifuna iline yakho yona leyo ukuze sikhulume labanye kodwa ke ubevele nguzwe lokhu kuqhuqhuzekile kakhulu njalo uthukuthele ngodaba lwamantombazana laloba nje ulamadodana akho kodwa ke imfundiso iqakathekile uthe wena kulo hlelo olwenziwayo olokutholela amantombazana ngathi fata fata ngamafichane and then ngihle ngibuyekele ecingweni.
Ye kulabo mama kuthiwa imbokodo zim izimbokodo aba based lapha eSouth Africa. Bakhona kuma Facebook bane Facebook page.
Hayi leyo siyayazi. Mbenzithe ngxenye ngolunye uhlelo. Anzadle ngubambe umlomo khona lapho. Sesike sakhuluma la uVictress Mathudu.
Yes.
So nxa lawe liza kuya lani labanye, nxa liza kuya ekhaya, lifike lisabalalise intshumayela yena le yokuthi amantombazana akawancediswe. Njalo untombazana kade esecingweni kathesi uThadiwa ngizwe esitsholayo ukuthi yenana lanxa lapho untombazana esezibone esesimeni sokuthi uzithwele eseseyi-teenager kumele limnike another chance abuyele esikolo. Sibakhuthaze amantombazana lawo ukuthi yenana kababuyele esikolo. Kuqakathekile
lokho. Bakathethi abantu abaningi ngenxa yekhonomo elizwe lethu. You find ukuthi when a teenage girl is now pregnant, the family, if they know ukuthi they can source or they can milk the boy's family imali or something good, they can even bamthumela bethi kahambe ayenda umntwana lwana, like forcing her into that family because they will be expecting that 2 kg of milimil or 2 kg of sugar, which is wrong. Like we also have the headmen, also in our villages. If also that rule or umthetho can be imposed that they mustn't allow anyone to get married to umntwana omncane. We used to have those as they kuthiwa what rape binegama nje lesilungu ukuthi umntwana ma under age.
Statutory rape.
Noma ngabe ma.
Statutory rape.
Yes, kebe kuyirephu umntu uma kungapasiswa ukuthi umntwana uba ngumuntu usengavunyela ukuthi aye emacansini mhlawumbe asithi ngeminyaka engu-18 of which I still think usasemncane. Kodwa-ke ma kungaba lo mthetho, if they say he stipulated though that no, it has to be 18 years.
Hayi Madube, othi ngubambe umlomo uthi kuhlele kuphela, othi sibe lolunye uhlelo sizakunxusa njalo ecingweni. Ekuhlelo lwethu ngeviki elizayo. Ngibongile kakhulu.
I'm sorry, I'm very passionate
about it. I know.
No, we love your passion. Continue and we shall bring you back on the program.
Next week.
PJ says we need
thank
to give a
so
chance
much
to other callers. Thank you very much. PJ, I think let's go back to Ms. Chikwanda from Amnesty International. Ms. Chikwanda, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you heard there from a young lady, Thadiwa, who's also on the line from Murewa. What's your view on what she was saying in relation to your report that was published today?
And I hope you understand also Ndebele when Madube was speaking.
I heard Madube's passion, and I think I got a bit of what she was saying.
Thank you.
I absolutely think what Thadiwa was talking about are the lived realities of adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we need to realize is that adolescents actually, I think in Shona Pani saying that says, Chinonzirege Zandochirimoma Oko, Anditi, the things that I think you should prevent adolescents from actually doing are the things that they want to do. But what we are saying is that since we want to prevent them, let's then not leave them vulnerable. Let's give them the right kind of information that in the event that they want to do what we are preventing them from doing, they are doing it from an informed perspective so that they don't end up being vulnerable, having unintended pregnancies or even contracting sexually transmitted infections, because they will not be able to negotiate safe sex.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things also that Chofa now realizes is sometimes adolescents actually want to have sex. And we cannot prevent them. As I said, one of the data surveys that is coming out from Zimbabwe is that 40% of the girls who are below the age of 16 have already started engaging. And if we as parents kind of ignore and burying our heads and saying that that child is being improper, then the unfortunate thing is this is the reality. what Tadiwa was talking about is the reality of what is actually happening. And what we need to do is to actually say, what kind of information can we give? Can we give information? Is it a double message? Because we are saying go left, but in other words, we are saying turn right. We should have the same message that is being spoken from school, community health centers, teachers. We should be able to bring in truthful messaging, not messages that are half-baked. Because some of the information that they have on how to even prevent pregnancies or how to even prevent infections is hair-raising, horrendous. Not what you wonder, what is going on in this country?
Taurai wotinzwe zvamataura izvozvo kuti vana vanenge vachidawo kuita izvozvo zvepabonde asi manga mataura imi kuti maybe kutaura kwacho kwatinoita sevabereki kunofanira kusanduka chimbotsinira ipapo
eho ndangachiti tinofanirwa kuziva kuti vana vedu muno muZimbabwe vazhinji zviri kunzi Kama data, paongoro yakaitwa muno muZimbabwe, inonzi mama data survey, zviri kuonekwa kuti 40% yevana vari muno muZimbabwe, vari pasi makore 16, vakatotanga kuita zvepabonde kudhara. Zvekuti 40% vakatotanga. Saka isusu sevabereki nemadzikoma nemadzisisi ari uko, tikaramba takanyarara, ngatizivei kuti vana ava vari kuto izvo zvepabonde isi takanyarara tichivadzivirira ndozvananga chizvo zvatinotaura chiti usaite chakati ndo chinonzi regedza ndochiri maoko chiri mumwoyo haukwanisi saka tinogona kuti handidi kuona mwana achiita izvozvo zvepabonde asi kana tisingavapi ruzivo rwakakwana mwana iyeye achaenda echinozviita vazhinji vacho kana vechibvunza ruzivo hazvisi kuti vari kuda kuti vaite zvepabonde vari kuda kuziva ruzivo vari kuda ruzivo kuti vakwanise kudzivirira zvirwere zvinozowanikwa pabonde kana kuti angozivawo kuti mangwana ndikasanganawo nedambudziko kana ndikapindawo musituation yakadai ndinoita sei saka chimwe chatinofanirwa kuziva ndechekuti ivo vana vacho vechidiki kazhinji kacho ndivo vari kurara vari vadiki kudaro vari kurara vese vakadaro vari vadiki saka zvimwe ndo zvinozonesa kuti kana uchichidziti kana uti statutory rape nokuti vari kutotanga vari vadiki vakadaro mwana mukomana mudiki nemwana musikana mudiki
tombokubatirai muromo ipapo muzvare chikwanda tida kumbotora muteereri wedu tina Mrs. Linda Mpofu alo makadi henyu Liskona, PJ, tata ni Mampofu. Kwenjani Mampofu?
Ya, pila vinganjima.
Haa, esi pilile. Uyaluza udaba use kutini. Mbono wako?
Haa, ibenga valuzi. Sisi kukewu, seiko njene selwe.
Ushelo sisi, lapa sikoka sishazia. Umbigo oe tuloi, ingabensha nganiso ye Amnesty International. Lapo ababone kona izpubego. Ezine ezibhekane lamantombazana ukuthena na ukubamba impilo yabo kwela kusasa ukubamba impilo kahle yabo ngoba bengene endabeni zecansini abese sebancane njalo enxenye besiba labantwana labo bese sebancane bephakathi kweminyaka e12 ukufika ku19 ludubo olungakanani emangweni okuyiwo wena
Yeah, I udibo lolu ngibona ngathi lubahlile kakhulu.
Yeah.
Yeah, abantwana sebe siba nabantwana bengabantwana.
Yeah.
Kuqiniso kusiba luhlupho ngoba kanti umntwana vele yena uzagcina umntwana amthini. Ngoba ukugcina umntwana kudinga izinto eziningi kakhulu. Umntwana mele aye lowo aye esikolo laye, lo nina mele aye esikolo. So kufuna sokuhlupha kakhulu. Wonke umuntu kasakwanisa ukuya esikolo unina segcina umntwana lowo mncane dasaya esikolo impilo yakhe sihle kwenganjani ichabalala khonapho
ye kuthi kakwenziwe ningi nguhulumende la ngenhlanganiso ezibhekane le ndaba zabesifazane le ndaba zamantombazane kuthi kakwenziweni
Hello.
Uthi kakwenziweni inkuthazo bani ongayipha ukuthi isikhathi sethu sesiya komlindo yagcina asesisalelwe yimizuzu nje emihlanu yikho sengikukhahlameza kancane ukuthi phangisa
uhulumende uduba ngokuthi yena uhlala etshintshatshintsha afake imithetho leyi atshintshe afake omunye atshintshe esesikufuna thina kathesi ukuthi uhulumende angafaka umthetho athi age of consent ngu-19 kumbe ngu-18 agcile khonapho ayekele ukuthi ntshatshintsha kusasa size sokuthaa 12 years si-14 years 16 years uhulumende ngakabe sinsiye laye kwakuqala empilweni yakhe kumbe uyabe ulela isane engakanani but sicela ukuthi uhulumende abe sinsiye nxa uyikuthi kulo mntwana umntwana uzithele ngaphandle kwe-age ye-consent kumele kube lamanyathelo anzima sibili ukuthi kujeziswe lo oyabe emnithisile kodwa futhi kuphinde kube le ndlela zokuthi umntwana lo kumbe uyarehabilitethwa nxa esethe wazithwala kube le ndlela yokuthi umntwana lo enelusi ukubuyeliselwa esikolo mntanakhe lo na kokuthi layagcina kahle bona ngani nxa kungaba njalo singaqalisa ukuthi kube ngconywana nje empilweni yamantombazane
hayi sibongile kakhulu mampofu.
Interesting contribution there, PJ. Maybe just back announce it a little bit so we can... What did she say?
Yeah, basically she was saying the same things that Madube was saying, mm-hmm. that these girls, whenever they fell prey to getting pregnant mm-hmm. at an early age, they should be given another chance to go back to school, to be rehabilitated or whatever. And also the government should also take some measures
mm-hmm.
to enforce the law.
Yes.
Whether the age is 16 or 18, it's mm-hmm. such a rape and so on.
To align the law yes. to the constitution.
Exactly.
Valid point there. Saying. Let's go to Tadiwa. Tadiwa, uchiripo irpanare. Ndiwe wechidiki wanzikosha, anga zvirikutaura ana mama wanzikosha, taura sangano reAmnesty International. Tipowo muchidimbu iwo maonero ako semusikana wechidiki. Tichienda mberi kuti zvii zvingaitwe nemasangano nehurumende kukubatsirai imi sevasikana vechidiki kuti musarambe muchipinda mumatambudziko amuri kutarisana nawaye.
Okay, andinopinda. Inini, I think that means that kufana kuchisa malaws esteem kana especially your re-entry. But can a tambo end up with a room? So, can a tishida kuzoka? So, dope. Can't you put a child? Taking a look at a kind of stability in one or what you. So, can a tassel of the garage call, a voting poor chance of the garage call. Cause it's known as I'm delicate with the attack and come with another to go to someone and go to. Okay, can I see this? There are two books and a name of policies that would be for the safety term. I'm going to go to the budget.
Hello. Tadiwa, nguva dzedu ndodzadyikanana asi iwewe tafara chaizvo kuti wapinda muchirongwa chedu tichazodzoka zvekwauri tonyatsokupa nguva umboprogramu yekuti tingotaura chete nemimi vechidiki tichinyatsonzwa nhuna dzenyu tinokutenda chaizvo.
Okay.
PJ, we heard there from Tadiwa. She's echoing what our other guests were saying, especially the other ladies that you spoke to last, were saying the young people who actually enter into early marriages or, you know, have some issues befalling them should actually be integrated back into society and given another chance. Mm-hmm. So on that note, because time is not on our side, it's time for us to really thank our guests. We want to thank Tadiwa from Murewa, who we just heard from. We also want to thank Wongai Chikwanda from Amnesty International. She's the campaign manager for Southern Africa. And you also had some very interesting guests, PJ.
Yeah, Utobegile Dube, njalo lo Yvonne Mbuso usese khona ecingweni kade ngakunika imizuzu emlutshwane kodwa ke akusavumi isikhathi sethu ayikothi ke nguthinte njalo ngocingo siqhubekele phambili ngengxoxo yethu ngevikele izayo olivalelisayo ngupractitis Jeremiah ngisithi asibeke ithuba elifanayo ngevikele izayo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying join us again next week here on the Women's Roundtable. And also right now, PJ, there is also an important meeting happening in the African Union where Beatrice Savage of Ruth is and Nyara Zaigu Mbonjanda. We were trying to get hold of you, but we couldn't. So thank you, everybody who joined us. And all those that were live streaming on us on our pages, we didn't read your messages today because our internet is very slow. But thank you. Please share and like. Bye-bye.